Hi, this is Swan, and you are listening to Ink and Worm on Radio Free Brooklyn. This week I have a clip that I've been meaning to put out for quite some time, and life has just gotten away from me, and I'm sure, well, I hope you can relate, because I think that's part of being human. Anyways, I had fun reading a story with my friend Alice, and I hope you have fun listening to it. And I will talk more about life and nothing else and everything else after.
I'm going to read it.
Great.
Can you read it?
Of course. Have you read this book before? We're going on a bear hunt?
Yeah.
You've read it?
Yep.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know.
I don't know either. We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. What a beautiful day. We're not scared. Ooh, grass. Long, wavy grass. We can't go over it. We can't go under it. Oh no, we'll have to go through it. Ooh. You like walking through grass?
No.
No? It goes swish, swash, swish, swash, swish, swash. Look at them. It's like our grass, huh?
Yeah.
We're going on a bear hunt. We're gonna catch a big one. What a beautiful day. We're not scared. Oh no! A river. A deep, cold river. We can't go over it. We can't go under it. What are they gonna do? Oh no, we'll have to go through it. Whoa. What's the sound does it make? Splash, splash.
They're just gonna have to get wet.
They're all getting wet. Oh my goodness. Look, they have their shoes out though, so they don't get their shoes wet.
But she's gonna get her shoe wet.
Whoops. She is.
Oh.
Whoops. We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. What a beautiful day. We're not scared. Oh, mud. Thick, oozy mud. We can't go over it. We can't go under it. Oh no, we've got to go through it. You like walking through mud?
Yeah.
It's so squishy. What does it sound like? Like that?
Yeah.
It says squelch, squirch, squelch. We're going on a bear hunt.
They're all wet.
Yeah, wet and muddy. We're going to catch a big one.
Yeah, because we're just going to have to go over there.
What a beautiful day. We're not scared.
Okay, just going over there.
Yeah, he's going over there. What's over there? Oh, a forest. A big, dark forest. Is that it?
The little cat is going there.
We can't go over it. We can't go under it. Oh no, we've got to go through it. Ooh, do you like walking in the forest?
No.
That one looks a little scary, huh? Stumble, trip, stumble, trip, stumble, trip.
She's trying to catch them.
Yeah, gosh. She's hurrying for them.
Yeah, because
where's the dog? Where's their dog? Do you see him?
No.
He's over here. Ah. Do you see him now?
Yeah.
He's way ahead of them, huh?
Yeah.
We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. What a beautiful day.
Where's the bear hunt?
I don't know. We're not scared.
What are they doing?
Oh no, a snowstorm. Oh, see, they're scared of the snowstorm, maybe. Or at least it's cold. A swirling, whirling snowstorm. We can't go over it. We can't go under it. Oh no. They've got to go through it. Was that snow? What's snow make? What sound does snow make? We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. What a beautiful day. We're not scared.
But the baby is hoping to go there.
Yeah. Oh, a cave. A narrow, gloomy cave. What's in the cave? We can't go over it. We can't go under it. Oh no, we'll have to go through it. What do you think it is? One shiny wet nose, two big furry ears, two big googly eyes. It's a bear. Oh my. You think they're scared now?
Yeah.
That doggy looks a little scared. Quick, back through the cave. Tiptoe, tiptoe, tiptoe. Oh, back through the snowstorm. What does the snow say?
Oh.
Back through the forest. Stumble, trip, stumble, trip, stumble, trip. Back through the mud. What does the mud sound like? Back through the river. What does the river sound like? Splash,
splash, splash,
splash, splash, splash. Back through the grass. Do you remember what the grass sounds like?
What?
Swish, 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 swish. Get to our front door. Open the door. Oh no, we forgot to shut the door. Back downstairs. Shut the door. Back upstairs. Into the bedroom. Into bed. Under the covers. We're not going on a bear hunt again. Whew. Aw, the bear just wanted to play with them. Do you think? What was your favorite part?
Do it again.
You want it again?
Yeah.
Again, you have to help me this time. You can do it?
Yeah.
We're going on a bear hunt.
Thank you.
So that was fun. And it got better. We had to read the book, of course, I think 5 times total. And there were some great comments throughout. But that was Alice, and I was reading her going on a bear hunt. And this is an interesting story. I guess I'm going to just talk about my personal interaction with it, because that's what I know. And if you have any experience with the story going on a bear hunt, I would love to hear your tales and anecdotes and criticisms. I don't know, whatever you want to tell me, I'll listen. So for me, I did not really grow up with this book as a child. I did have some familiarity with the song. I think one of my cousins had a record player, and it was on the record player. And as a result, I had heard of it, but I hadn't experienced it frequently as a child. My next experience with the book was when I was a teenager and I babysat some kids that I knew from church, and I fell completely in love with them and with their family, and I've gotten out of touch with them, which was sad, but such is life. Names were Henry and Emma, and boy, oh boy, they were good kids, and also a handful, as all kids are. So when I would babysit them, one of the many things we would do to pass the time would be to turn on this song and go on a bear hunt around their house again and again and again. And isn't it funny how, as adults, we don't repeat things like this? I guess it's kind of translates like you find a favorite song and you listen to your favorite song over and over and over, but there's this joy that kids get when they have experienced something and they are delighted with it, and as soon as it's over, they want it again. And I think that's funny. So we would tromp all over the house and crawl and pretend that we were going on a bear hunt. And it was very endearing and memorable. And then this experience slowly faded as life moved on and I got busy and I went to college and grew up and was all worried about adulting and being responsible and yada, yada, yada. Okay, so completely out of my mind, I do have a friend, however, who has an odd affinity with bears. My friend Hannah, whom I tried to record a show with, and then the archive, something went wonky. Things go wonky. This is state of things at times. So Hannah will usually see a bear whenever we are in the wilderness, which is a little bit worrisome, because sometimes I don't want to see bears. I just like knowing that they're there. I just don't want to be too up close and personal with them. And she's been to Alaska, Colorado, Utah, bears, Yellowstone, bears. Everywhere she goes, there's bears. So that's kind of a magical tangent on bears. So, needless to say, this story and the experiences I had gathered around it had not really been in the forefront of my mind. I went to a party, and it was, how do I explain this? So, I have a wonderful friend who throws wonderful parties, but there always is a thing. So, Nerd Olympics, for example, was a party, and we had a murder mystery party that was a lot of fun. and talent shows. She has a talent show party coming up, which I am excited for. I'm going to recite poetry. Maybe, we'll see. There's no pressure to do anything at these parties, but a very strong invitation and a very strong appreciation and receipt of whatever comes. So at this particular party, it was pseudo pass the gift Christmas white elephant party, if you will. The challenge was to bring a book that influenced your life. And one of the books that was brought was Going on a Bear Hunt. What? Yes. Children's books, children's literature. Neil Gaiman said, so it must be true, Neil Gaiman said, children's books are the most important books. Lately, I've been agreeing. So at this party, it was introduced that this book is powerful because when you come across obstacles in life, there's only one way through them, and that is to actually go through them. Again, probably will wax poetic upon that. But yeah, you gotta go through it to go through it. You hit grass, you hit a river, you hit, I don't know. For me, the wall has been depression. And I don't want to diminish my own experience or anyone else's experience, but holy fucking cow. Depression is real and it's crippling. So I've been depressed and I haven't been making shows, and it makes me sad every week that I miss a show. And it makes me feel like the things that I do don't matter, and I don't feel very much lately. And I'm working on it. So, tangent, depression. What are your experiences and what has helped you? And yeah, that's where I'm at. And so we'll see how the rest of the show goes, because I am doing something, which is more than nothing, and done is better than perfect, as I always say. So, going on a bear hunt, going through things. So I had that seed planted. A couple months later, collaborated with my friend Charlie Nealand, wonderful man, beautiful man, talented artist, interesting person, full of interesting conversations and passions, and just that twinkle in his eye that makes you glad to know him. He is part of the Bushwick Book Club. If you want to see him in the flesh, you can find him at their next event. Okay, so Charlie and I were hanging out in his studio, and we decided to make something. And so we're sitting there, and I said, well, I kind of had this idea. He, like, goofed around with some sounds and audio, and I really quickly wrote something down and read it to the beat. And as is common, I am my hardest critic. As you're listening, there are words that are repeated, there's pacing that's off, but spontaneous creativity is something, and it's also very raw. And so I am giving you this raw offering, and I hope you enjoy it. Looking for something real, something big, raw, powerful, something to be respected. Moving across cityscapes, past the edges of towns, beyond the outskirts of civilization, to a field. Vast waves of grass tease and dance, glancing left and right. There is no path to follow. Glancing up at the spaciousness of the sky, the movement of the clouds, There is no path among these currents. Glancing down, stalks and stems rooted deep into the earth. Only through will bring us through it. So, step by step, a way through is found. Meeting next a river, laughing, dark, deep, cold, swift, steady. Steps up and down the bank reveal no bridges, no paths of easy crossing. A glance up reveals birds, but we have no wings to fly. Glancing down shows no tunnel, no hole. Only through will bring us through it. And so, step by step, a way through is found. Moving up the embankment of the other side, mud begins to swallow feet and then legs. Time speeds up and slows down. There is no path, no marks of a trail, no guarantee of safe passage. Sucking sounds reply, only through will bring us through it. Step by step, a way through is found. Until met by a line of trees, a forest, most magical. There is no clear route explained, only the deep cracks of wood bending and leaves shuddering. No way around, over, or under. A twig bursts with gladness, as only through will bring us through it. Step by step, a way through is found. Flakes of snow mist down and then begin to swell and whirl. White surrounds. Only through will bring us through it. And so, step by step, a way through is found. There is something dark on the horizon. Move closer. Ancient granite frames a cave. Narrow. No way above or below. No clue in either direction. Only through will bring us through it. Step by step. Pause. Listen. Something rumbles. An earthy animal musk penetrates every sense. There is breath. Heavy, powerful, real. If you just tuned in, this is Ink and Worm on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm your host, Swan, and this week I am slapping together some very eclectic things. So I had those two recordings. If you missed them at the beginning of the show, I had a recording reading a children's book with my dear friend Alice, and it was delightful and silly. And then that you just heard that strange, kind of creepy music is something I created with Charlie Neeland, a dear friend, and just talking about creativity and spontaneous creativity and enjoying the journey. And yeah. So I don't have a plan for the rest of the show. I think I'm going to throw in some more songs about bears, perhaps. And also see what snippets of wisdom I have for you from my recent reading adventures, because that's where I'm going with this week. So, what am I reading right now? What have I been reading recently? These are all good questions. I've been reading books about movement, oddly enough. Dance, movement therapy, healing the soul through moving the body and holding patterns and, fluidity, openness versus closed offness in your body, reflecting your openness or enclosed offness in the world. Very interesting things, I think, but not interesting to everyone. And I've been enjoying that. I like reading about things that I think I know about, because then I very quickly realize how little I know and how much other people have invested in organizing information and documenting things and vast amounts of research that are accessible out there in the world. And it's very interesting. The other thing I have been reading lately, I've actually been having a lull, if I'm honest with you. I've been reading lots of children's books. I've been reading lots of teen literature. And I've been reading lots of nonfiction. Adult fiction has been hard for me to get into lately, which is very kind of frustrating, honestly, because it is escapist. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I've been feeling a little depressed, and so it would be nice to have a place to escape. But none of the stories are really grabbing me, which I think is, I've been struggling with this situation for a couple of months now. And that is something that made me realize I was depressed, was that I didn't even want to read books and I didn't even want to watch Netflix for a hot minute there. And I was like, this is very strange, because who doesn't want to do these things? I don't right now. So that's what I'm reading. What are you reading? Let's see. I'm 30 minutes in. I have 30 minutes to go. I really don't think this is happening, but. Other things I have been reading recently. Reading and enjoying poetry. Poetry by Jack Gilbert, if we're getting specific. Got a book collection of his poems. And I'm reading a couple here and there when I have quiet moments. Also enjoying walking. To remind you, was living in Brooklyn, recently moved to New England, to New Hampshire, and I am really enjoying playing outside, which swings back into going on a bear hunt because my first week back here, so I came out for a month, then I visited West for a month, then I came back. It sounds really interesting and exciting when I say it like that, doesn't it? So I came back from being home for a month and moved into a new place, and my first week there, I think it was even my first day there, maybe my second day, heard baby bears and looked at my roommate, and she was looking at me, and we were both confused about what this noise was. And she said, "I think that's a baby bear." And I was like, "Yeah, I think it is." And they sound a little bit like human babies, so it's really disconcerting. So what was happening was there was a mama bear with two cubs hanging out in the town where I live, just, you know, eating bird seed because people had feeders. And that's an easy meal if you're a bear with baby cubs, is just go find all the bird seed. And then you can also see some trash and other fun things. And so mama bear was living the high life, but obviously that close proximity with people was not the best. And the city where I live decided that they wanted to terminate the bear, that she was becoming dangerous. And the town's reply was, "You cannot do that," and just abhorred that it was even suggested, and saying there must be another way. So the bear and the cubs were relocated to a less populated area, and that's the story. And I do think that it is problematic because once bears get used to people and used to the easy access of food around people, they are going to go that direction again. So moving them doesn't really fix any problems, but let's hope. In this case, let's hope. And I do believe this is it for my stories, because I'm plumb out. So please enjoy some songs that I've been enjoying lately. Music is very nice and powerful and helps with your mood, or bad moods, good moods, I don't know. Okay. So here's some tunes, and I'll catch you on the other side.
Oh, what is it? They shimmer and we shine like electricity lines. I'm so wild, baby. Half will be enough. I'm so wild, baby, honey. Makes being without you awful tough. I run far for your loving until I lose my breath in. Fall into my death.
Like that?
Yeah.
We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. What a beautiful day. We're not scared. Oh.
What?
What is it?
A forest.
A forest. A big, dark forest. We can't go over it.
Under.
You can't go under it.
Fail.
They have to go through it. Stumble, trip. Stumble, trip.
They're trying to catch the dog.
Yeah, they're trying to keep up with the dog. So but far ahead of them.
Fast.
He's pretty speedy, huh?
Yeah, he's going to find the bear.
Looking for a bear? We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. What a beautiful day. We're not scared.
We're not scared.
Oh, what is this? A snowstorm?
Storm.
A swirling, whirling snowstorm.
Cold.
We can't go over it.
Under.
Can't go under it.
Trip.
We'll have to go through it.
Look at the dog.
Yeah, he's having fun. We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. What a beautiful day.
The baby is trying to go.
We're not scared. Oh, a cave. A narrow, gloomy cave. We can't go under it. Oop, we can't go over it.
It started to rain.
It is starting to rain. Oh no, we've got to go through it. Should we hurry and finish the book?
No.
Go inside?
Yeah.
And Worm on Radio Free Brooklyn. Please check out the community. Yay. That sounds so... Yay! A little bit more enthusiasm, please. It's getting late here when I'm recording this. So Radio Free Brooklyn, community events, community connections, there's always something interesting going on. And there's very beautiful, interesting people going on. So if you're thinking that sounds like a good thing, check out the website, sign up for the newsletter, and check out becoming a Patreon. Help support the shows you love, the grand variety, the liberation of free community radio, and being able to say things, and we could use some money. We could always use money. I don't personally get anything from it, so if you're looking into it, it's out of the goodness of your heart and out of pure appreciation. And think about it, $1 a month, $12 a year, that's like one fancy cocktail. So if there's anything on Radio Free Brooklyn that you have enjoyed and you feel like buying us a drink, go ahead and do that. It could be fun. Also, Ink and Worm, if you like what you hear on this show, Ink and Worm, I would love to hear from you, thoughts. My email is inkandworm, all lowercase, @gmail.com. Or if you want to leave me a review on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Audioboom, and we just started archiving on Podomatic, leave me a review. I really appreciate it. I'll probably respond to it, because that would be really exciting. And I will leave you with a word, take it or leave it, addlepated.
Looking for something, something real, something big. Raw, powerful, something to be respected. Moving across cityscapes, past the edges of towns, beyond the outskirts of civilization, to a field. Vast waves of grass tease and dance, glancing left and right. There is no path to follow. Glancing up at the spaciousness of the sky, the movement of the clouds, there is no path among these currents. Glancing down, stalks and stems rooted deep into the earth. Only through will bring us through it. So, step by step, a way through is found. Meeting next a river, laughing, dark, deep, cold, swift, steady. Steps up and down the bank reveal no bridges, no paths of easy crossing. A glance up reveals birds, but we have no wings to fly. Glancing down shows no tunnel, no hole. Only through will bring us through it. And so, step by step, a way through is found. Moving up the embankment of the other side, mud begins to swallow feet and then legs. Time speeds up and slows down. There is no path. No marks of a trail. No guarantee of safe passage. Sucking sounds reply. Only through will bring us through it. Step by step. A way through is found. Until met by a line of trees, a forest. Most magical. There is no clear route explained. Only the deep cracks of wood bending and leaves shuddering. No way around, over, or under. A twig bursts with gladness as only through will bring us through it, step by step, a way through is found. Flakes of snow mist down and then begin to swell and whirl. White surrounds. Only through will bring us through it. And so, step by step, a way through is found. There is something dark on the horizon. Move closer. Ancient granite frames a cave. Narrow. No way above or below. No clue in either direction. Only through will bring us through it. Step by step. Pause. An earthy animal musk penetrates every sense. There is breath heavy, powerful, real.